Chairs Now Waiting, episode number 731, Mayberry Puzzle Book. Two Chairs Now Waiting is brought to you each week by the folks over at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Drop by over at Weavers and check out stuff. They got the Mayberry First Book by Randy Turner, a great book. It's full of, well, as it says, Mayberry Firsts. So it's a great book. I know you'd enjoy it. Head over and check it out. And while you're there, you might want to check out what we're talking about tonight, the Mayberry Puzzle Book, Season 1. So go and check those out. Head over to Weavers and see what else you might like and just have some fun browsing around. WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations by listeners just like you. The executive producer of episode number 731 is Paul Mulick. So thank you, Paul. The Patreon patron of the week for 731 is Eric Lowry. And the high sheriff of Two Chairs No Waiting is Chris Smerrill. One of those was right. Those names. So thank you, Chris. Thank you, Eric. And thank you, Paul, for supporting me here on the podcast. And thank you for being here with me as well. It's always great to just spend time, as I say every time, just about here in Mayberry with you, talking about the Andy Griffith Show and just fun that we can have. Now, in the last, I don't know, several year, a year plus maybe, I've been doing trivia a little bit more often here on the podcast. Almost every episode we do a little bit. And folks have just really enjoyed the trivia. Now, you can get the Mayberry Trivia book at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. You can go and check that out as well. And a lot of these trivia questions that we do, some of those are in there. Definitely fun to play with. You just get the book and read through it and ask each other questions. Have fun. But folks have really been enjoying these questions that we've been doing. And I started looking around at the, I haven't played this yet. The Mayberry, it's called the Mayberry Puzzle Book. And it's got a summary of each episode. It's season one, by the way. It's got the playbill. And by playbill, that means like the cast and who was in that episode information. And then it has a crossword puzzle and a word search puzzle and some trivia. It's a really fun book. And so we're going to do an example of this today, tonight, whenever you're listening to this, so that you can enjoy the, just to get a sense of what the book's like. And plus it's just trivia. It's, well, it's not really trivia. It's questions for like a crossword puzzle or something like that. So definitely, definitely a lot of fun. So I'm going to play our regular background music for trivia by the VW Boys. There it is. Just to keep us in the mood for some trivia, because that's basically what this is. So let's first go. We'll go into the Mayberry Puzzle Book. Just first, it's episode one from season one, The New Housekeeper. Now, we all know that episode. I'm sure if you're listening to this podcast, you know these things. But I want to read what it says in here about that. Now, you're not going to get this for every part of this book. We're just doing this first one so you can kind of see what it's like. And I think it's pretty fun. Here's what they say about the new housekeeper. It was originally aired on October the 3rd, 1960. The concept of the Andy Griffith Show came from an episode of the Danny Thomas Show that aired in February of 1960. However, the show kicked off on a Monday night in October of 1960. The Andy Griffith Show did. The episode was about new beginnings. We don't know when Andy's wife passed away or how long Rose was the housekeeper for Andy and Opie, but obviously Rose was one of the two most important people in Opie's life. Understandably, Opie did not want her to marry and leave his world. To share his unhappiness, Opie speaks up during the marriage ceremony so that he doesn't have to forever hold his peace. Enter Aunt B, Andy's paternal aunt and surrogate mother. Aunt B is grateful to be needed again and looks forward to raising another Taylor son. Opie has other plans, however. He wants to prove to Andy that he can get along, that they can get along by themselves. We also meet another of Andy's relatives, his cousin Barney. Well, he may prefer to be called Reliable Barney. In this first episode, we see the gift of Don Knotts' physical comedy skills. Aunt B gets off to a rough start and quickly becomes discouraged. Andy makes several attempts to bolster her standing with Opie, but all those efforts seem to backfire. Aunt Bea resigns to the fact that this opportunity is not to be, and Opie's tender heart, though, realizes what he must do. He puts Aunt Bea's needs above his wants. It is obvious to him that Aunt Bea cannot survive without him. So that is the summary that they give us. Now, we will go on and say, as I said, it first aired, The Andy Griffith Show. The very first episode aired on October the 3rd, 1960. It was directed by Sheldon Leonard, and it was written by Jack Ellison and Charles Stewart. Of course, we know the cast of characters was Andy Taylor, played by Andy Griffith, and Opie Taylor, played by some, you know, barely known person now, Ronnie Howard. Poor guy never made anything of himself. Barney Fife was played by Don Knotts. Aunt Bea Taylor was played by Frances Bouvier. And Rose by Mary Treen. We had Wilbur Pine was played by Frank Ferguson, and Emma Brand by Cheerio Meredith. It was produced by Sheldon Leonard, who is the executive producer, and Richard O'Link as the associate producer, and Aaron Rubin as the producer. Music was by Earl Hagen and Herbert Spencer. And there's all kinds of other information I'm not going to go over, because you can just go look it up online. It's all there. All this stuff is there. Great stuff. I will mention assistant director Bruce Bilson, just because we've met him several times and had him here on our podcast. Lee Greenway was the makeup artist. There's just so much information they've got here, just giving you information about who did what during the episode. So then what you do in the puzzle book, if you have it, you then get to play a crossword puzzle game. And then the crossword puzzle game leads into a word search game. So you can do a word search. Now, you guys have played word search before. So these aren't really trivia questions, but we're going to treat them a little bit like trivia questions. So go ahead and get your pencils and paper out and see how you're going to do on this. See if you can get them as we kind of play a trivia game using crossword puzzles. Yeah, I know. This is different. It's something different for sure. But that's what we're going to do. So if you're watching the video version, you'll be able to kind of see the crossword puzzle. I don't think that's going to make any difference to you too much. But let's go and get started. So here's question number one. This is actually one across if you're playing the actual crossword. The question is, Andy wrote Opie's runaway note on what day of the week? Now, I read that and I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know. So I had to go to one down, because it's the first letter of one down is also the first letter of what day of the week did Andy write Opie's runaway note on. So let's try one down. The name of the man who married Rose. It's two words. It's two words. The name of the man who married Rose. Oh my gosh, people in the chat room already knew the answer to what day of the week it was, by the way, just so you guys feel as inept as me. So the name of the man who married Rose, it's two words, it's one down. The answer is, and folks in the chat room were just spitting it out like they knew it already, is Wilbur Pine. Wilbur Pine. So one across that starts with a W, Andy wrote Opie's runaway note on what day of the week? It was a Wednesday. I did not know that. Obviously, this is something known in the chat room that I did not remember. I did not remember that. Good job to people to all of you who got that right. All right. Number three across is Opie's dog is named this. Opie's dog is named this. Now, I did know this one. So Opie's dog is named this. What's his name? And I found an answer, too, that's wrong in the book. So we'll cover that as we get there. All right. Opie's dog is named. And I don't think we've had an opportunity to find out any of the letters, but I'm going to go ahead and give you the answer. Three across is Gulliver. Gulliver. Now, that letter G is the second letter of two down, and the question is, Opie cooks these for breakfast. So we know it's a G. It's got one letter before it and two letters after. So Opie cooked these for breakfast. That's pretty easy to do. It's eggs, right? Opie cooked eggs. He's already refilled it. I forgot how many times. Three times? I don't remember. All right. Aunt B can't do this like Rose could. That's six across if you're actually looking at the trivia game. Aunt B can't do this like Rose could. It's two words. Oh, this one's really kind of hard. So I'm not sure we can get this. I'm not sure if you guys would know this one without actually filling out the other crossword things. So let's try seven down, because that was six across. So seven down is the third letter of something that Aunt B can't do that Rose could. Now, I'd never keep up with this if I'm just listening. So let's just play the trivia. So I'm just going to give you the answers. How about that? Aunt B can't do this like Rose could. It was two words. And the answer is, they got it in the chat room, hunt frogs is the actual answer. Is fish or hunt frogs, but hunt frogs is the answer. All right. So here's the next question. Number four down would be, Barney wants to be known as what? Barney wants to be known as what? Now, we said that during the summary as I read it. So if you were paying attention, you would know what he was talking about. Barney wanted to be known as what? Now, remember, it's the first episode. He says it when he goes to see Andy at the squad car there at the beginning. And the answer is, he wants to be Reliable Barney Fife. He wants to be Reliable. Reliable is what he wants to be known as. All right. So Opie volunteers to do this when he meets Aunt B. Now, I did not recall this one. Opie volunteers to do this when he meets Aunt B. It's a five-letter word. Opie volunteers to do this when he meets Aunt B. The answer is, wow, folks in the chat room, have y'all got the book? You're reading this. You guys, bathe is the right answer. Bathe. Dadgum it. You got the chat room's making me feel really inept. Good job. Bathe is the answer. Bathe. Take a bath is close, but the answer, since it's a crossword puzzle, is five letters. Bathe. All right. Let's see. Opie believes Aunt B will be this if she leaves. This is five down. Opie believes that Aunt B will be this if she leaves. It's at the end of the episode when Opie's out there saying she can't fish or hunt frogs or anything. She'll be. And the answer, yeah, the answer, that's the answer is helpless. It is helpless. I even went and watched the episode to make sure. The book says it's hopeless. It's not hopeless. It's helpless. So the book was wrong, because I saw that and I was like, that's the answer they give is hopeless. Same number of letters for five down in the book, but it's wrong. So I actually watched the episode today to be sure I was correct. She's helpless is what he says. All right. So just so you guys know that answer, I guess either one would work in the blank, but it's wrong. All right. Emma tells Barney, or calls Barney this kind of deputy. Emma calls Barney this kind of deputy. And that's number seven down. Seven down. So Emma calls Barney this kind of deputy because he arrests her for jaywalking or something. So what's she say to him? Remember, this is all in that one episode. He's naughty deputy, naughty, naughty deputy. There you go. Naughty is the right answer. Emma calls Barney a naughty deputy, naughty deputy. All right. Here's number 12 across. What other job does Andy have besides sheriff? And it's four words. What other job does Andy have besides sheriff? Now think about this one just a little bit and you'll know it. What other job does Andy have besides sheriff? It's four words. Four words. And I remember it much better from the pilot episode, but you will remember that he was marrying Rose and Wilbur. because he was justice of the peace. There we go. Folks in the chat room were getting it, and I'm sure you did too. All right. Aunt B makes this for her first meal. It's two words. So the first meal we know of that she made on the show was what? What did she make? Two words. Two words. It's, and these are all off of that first episode. So think about what she did in that first episode. As a hint, what was it that Dickie really liked to eat? Fried chicken. That's right. It was fried chicken. Opie's bird. All right. I may have given away an answer. I wasn't paying attention. Let's see. Aunt B holds a baseball bat this way. That's 16 across. How does Aunt B hold a baseball bat? Aunt B holds a baseball bat this way. It's a pretty long word. It's two words. Aunt B holds a baseball bat. Two words. Upside down is the answer. That's right. Upside down. All right. Andy plans to take Aunt B back home in this. So Andy plans to take Aunt B home in this. And this is a fairly short. It's 17 across. It's five letters. What's Aunt B going to take Aunt B home in? It's at the end of the episode. We see it in, I guess, Andy's driveway is where this... Andy was going to take her home in a pickup truck. A truck is the answer. The truck. All right, you guys are doing good. At least the chat room is. I'm sure you are too, because this is all out of that first episode. So if you just think about what happens in that episode. Opie drops this on the floor at breakfast. This is nine down in the crossword, but it's pretty long. Opie drops this on the floor at breakfast. I think he rubs it off, doesn't he? He picks it up and rubs it off with something. Opie drops this on the floor at breakfast. You know, he's cooking breakfast. Okay, I'll give you a hint. It's not a lemon. It's bigger. It's a grapefruit. He drops a grapefruit. And if I remember it, didn't he brush it off with the brush from the sink? He brushes it off. Anyway, he picks it up and brushes it off. All right. Number 10 down. She was the housekeeper before Aunt B. Now, surely you got this one. Number 10 down. She was the housekeeper before Aunt B, and it's four letters. I've only said the name about a bunch of times, so you should be able to get it. And that's right. It was Rose. It was Rose. Rose was the housekeeper before Aunt B. According to Barney, Mayberry is going to turn into a regular... Two words. According to Barney, Mayberry's going to turn into a regular... Two words. It's two words. Mayberry is going to turn into a regular... Sin Town. That's right. Sin Town is the answer. Oh, yeah, and they're in the chat room, they're telling that, you know, after Opie washed off the grapefruit with the brush from the sink, he brushed his hair with it. I forgot that. Thank you. I think it was Emmett that mentioned that in there. So good job. That's probably, that makes me laugh, because yes, that is exactly what he did. All right. Opie's bird is named this. Wait a minute. I hadn't even asked the question and people are answering it in the chat room. Somebody is cheating. Somebody has the book. Opie's bird is named this. I mentioned it a few minutes ago, so surely you got it. Opie's bird is named Dickie. It's Dickie. Yeah, that's right. Opie's bird's named Dickie. All right. Andy, what Andy keeps telling Opie during the wedding? Two words. It's two words. It's 13 across. Andy keeps telling Opie this during the wedding. What does he say? What's he keep telling Opie? Oh, Andy keeps telling Opie, hush up. Hush up is what he keeps telling him. Hush up. All right. Let's see. Andy says that Opie's eggs are good for playing this. What did he say? That's 21 across. 21 across. Opie, or Andy says Opie's eggs are good for playing this. What did he say? Oh, man. It's like I'm watching the episode in my head here as we do this. This is awesome. I wish, did somebody, I don't know how long. I don't know how long the he had been cooking those eggs, but Andy said Opie's eggs are good for playing tennis. Tennis. Yeah, it's tennis. Let's see. Where Opie was sitting during the wedding. It's two words. Where Opie was sitting during the wedding. Where was he sitting? He was definitely standing eventually. It was 45-minute eggs. Okay, thank you, Emmett and Andy and Therapeutic in the chat room. It was 45 minutes he'd been cooking those eggs. He'd already boiled water out a few times. All right, where was Opie sitting during the wedding? He was sitting on Andy's desk. He was sitting on Andy's desk. So he's sitting on Andy's desk. All right, Aunt B is doing this on the front porch at the end of the episode. This is at the end of the episode. You remember when Dickie had been lost and Andy was playing the guitar and Aunt B was, and he were sitting on the front porch. Opie comes running out. Aunt B was doing this on the front porch. And I did not remember this. Folks in the chat room are getting it right. The answer is somebody's calling in with the answer. I don't know if you can hear it. Aunt B was doing this on the front porch. She was knitting. She was knitting. Can I stop that? I don't know if I can or not. She was knitting. Evidently, I can't. So they're calling in. We got people calling in trying to give answers, folks. They're calling in, trying to give them. All right. Barney arrests Emma for doing this. That was 15 down. 15 down. Barney arrests Emma for doing this. What does Barney arrest Emma for? He arrests Emma for 15 down. I know the answer. I'm just looking, make sure I got it. Yep. Just being sure it's what it said. Jaywalking. That is correct. Jaywalking is the answer. Barney arrests her. Naughty deputy. We already got that part. All right. Andy and Barney are this. It's 20 down. 20 down. So it's, I mean, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, 7 characters. They are cousins. Andy and Barney are cousins. Cousin Andy. I want to thank you, Cousin Andy. All right. And I think this is our final question, unless I missed one. 23 across is after the wedding. Andy was doing this to the car. After the wedding, Andy was doing this to the car. What was he doing? It's 23 across. 23 across. Andy was doing this to the car after the wedding. It's when Barney came walking up. Remember when Barney came walking up? The answer is, the one they want is washing. Washing. He was washing the car. Of course, I've always thought it looked more like he was waxing the car because there was stuff all over the car. It was like streaks of stuff on there. But yeah, I think he was supposed to be washing the car. So I believe that is all the questions. I don't think I missed one. There was a lot of questions. I was jumping back and forth a little bit. But that is all the answers. Now, in the trivia, in the book, as I said, it's not a trivia book, but you then take those answers that you got in the puzzles and you use those answers for the word search, and you have to find them in the word search, the answers that we've already given. So you'd have to find them in there. So that's how you play the book. And there's 32 different sets of puzzles. So you'll have a lot of fun if you play the book. I mean, I guess I'm trying to sell the book for Weavers, but I'm also trying to let you know as a fan, it's pretty fun. I like it. Anyway, so I hope you liked it. I hope you enjoyed that. I hope that was fun to you. It's fun to me. I love this kind of stuff. Anything that makes me think about an episode or remember it and just recall all the fun things that happened during the episode, it's just a great thing for me. Now, we did get a voice, well, not a voicemail, but a message this week from one of our listeners. It's James-ish that's in our chat room. That's Andy-ish, I should say, not James-ish. But he wrote in and said about the Two Chairs No Waiting podcast. He's been listening through all the episodes, evidently. He said, I listened to the Ken Junkin yelling Luther when Don got his star episode. Now, this is episode number 186, Otis at Don Not Star. So for you that don't know, I mentioned this past week. We had an event in Granville, Tennessee, the Mayberry I Love Lucy Days. And during it, I was able to be the, the moderator, ask questions and with Dixie Griffith, Andy's daughter. And she was showing pictures of Andy at Don Knotts' star ceremony. And during that, I mentioned that if you ever listen to the or see the video or anything of this, you would hear Ken Junkin yelling, "Attaboy, Luther!" during the episode. And I didn't honestly remember that I'd done a podcast about it because it was in May of 2012, so 11 years ago nearly, when I did this. But he was talking about, he listened to it. So it's episode number 186, Otis at Don Knotts' star. And he says, I listened to Ken Junkin yelling, Luther, attaboy, Luther, when Don got his star. Great story. Glad you mentioned it at the house on Friday. So that's when I was mentioning it there with Dixie that had happened. And you can go back and listen to that episode of the podcast as well and hear the entire story about that when Don Knotts was getting his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I had seen the videos and heard when Don was getting his being presented the star, and I had heard the person yell, "Attaboy, Luther!" Then Ken Junkin, years after I had already been hearing this, mentioned that he yelled that during the ceremony. I'm like, oh my gosh, I think I heard you. And this whole episode 186 of Two Chairs No Waiting from a long time ago, you can go and watch the video version or listen to just the audio, and you can actually hear that. He said, James went on to say, also in that episode, Christy McClendon, who does Andalina, or now Charlene Darlin, she does Charlene, tells about a little boy that was Ernest T. Bass for Halloween saying, I'm going to woo you with my ways, when he saw her. So you just can't make up these things that really happen. He says, instead of listening to audiobooks on my hour commute to work, I can listen to these podcasts. I wish I'd have thought of that sooner. He has a light bulb moment. So he said to have a great week. So thank you, James. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. He was at the Granville event as Andy, and his wife Joy was there as Nurse Peggy. So they were there and had a good time just getting to visit with everybody on Saturday throughout the week there. We got one more message, and this one was from Liz C. And she wrote in to say, I want to confirm that there are no episodes available for download past 2020. I was a little confused about that, but if you go to the Two Chairs website, if you're there, there's a, if you go to episode lists, you can see archives by year and stuff like that. Well, there's also, you can also go there, and if you're wanting to listen to every episode of Two Chairs No Waiting, you can subscribe on your phone or your MP3 player, if you have one, to the RSS feed for each year. So you get every episode for that year. I had not listed out the RSS feed for year 2022 and 2023 or 2021 either. So I had not done that. And so I went in today and fixed that. So if you go there now, you can see the archives by year. If you'd like to listen on a device and subscribe. You can subscribe to each year individually so that you can go back and listen to every episode of Two Chairs No Waiting a year at a time and then get the next one. Yeah, you have to subscribe to each year because I don't know a better. There's not a good way to do it. You can only put so many podcasts in a feed is what it's called without it getting too large. And now you also get episodes of Burke on Mayberry and the Mayberry Bible Study and the Mayberry Devotional, depending on what year it is. You'll get those in that feed as well because it's every episode that was published at Mayberry Podcast, which is where Two Chairs No Waiting is located. And I've got directions there about how to manually do that in iTunes to be able to do it. I don't know if those are helpful or not, but the directions are there. There's a video you can go and watch. It kind of gives you an idea how to do it yourself if you'd like to. So Liz, thank you for writing me and asking me that question because I didn't realize that I had not updated that on the website. So it's archives by year. If you go to the website, you will see it. If you go to the episode list and hover, if you're on the computer, if you're on your phone, you'd have to, I'm not sure exactly how you see it, but I think you would. It'll say archives by year under episode list. And then you can get to the archives by year and do it. So, hey, I hope that is helpful to some of you. I know people go back and listen to all my old podcasts. And wow, I am humbled by that because back in December, I haven't calculated it since then, but back in December, at the end of the year, there were 12 days, 17 hours, and 34 minutes worth of podcasts. So there's obviously somewhere around 13 days worth of actual pure days, 24-hour days of listening straight if you listen to every episode of the podcast. So if you have done that, I am so appreciative. And you have listened to me more than, let's see, Jan's not here, more than my wife probably has over this period of time. If I want her to know that, I'll tell her and we'll find out if she listened to the podcast. Because if she did, I'm sure I will hear about this. She doesn't need any help though. She'll figure it out herself. So folks, hey, I want to thank you for being here. I hope you had a good time. I want to thank the folks that wrote in. We got a lot more folks that have been writing in and calling in the last few weeks. And I definitely will be getting to all those things as we go forward. It is always a great fun to spend time here with you. I would love to hear from you. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415 and leave a voicemail. I would love to hear from you that way. Or you can write me just like they did and send an email to floyd@imayberry.com and let me know what you think about the podcast. If you enjoyed tonight's episode, I hope you did. Maybe you head over to Weaver's and pick up a Mayberry puzzle book or the Mayberry trivia or Mayberry First. There's lots of stuff over at Weaver's you might want to get. Again, I want to thank all of my patrons over at Patreon for just all their support. You already heard me at the beginning, the executive producers and everything. Folks, you guys are so supportive and I am so thankful. So thank you so much and have a great Mayberry week and we'll see you next time here on Two Chairs.
My little brother's friends have been camped out at our place for 2 days straight.
Three.
It's because of the Xfinity 10G network. Internet that can handle a house full of screens at once with, like, basically no interruptions. And it's only getting faster. When I was their age, internet like this was a pipe dream.
You sound like my grandpa.
Please go home.
Introducing the next generation 10G network, only from Xfinity. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.